In this module, we're going to look at the first essential entrepreneur question. And you remember that the first question is today. Where exactly are we in our business today? If you're going to look at that, then the first thing I suggest you look at is your clients, to analyse your client base and see what it's telling you about your business today. And the reason why we're doing that is because there's always an imbalance in your clients and what they're contributing to your business revenue and to your business value both now and in the future. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at you and your top 50 clients and ask questions like this. How much energy is this client taking? How much time from my business day and month is this client needing to provide service to him or her or them? What cost does this client make on my business to service the relationship? Analysis of all those client factors is critical. What we're discussing in this particular module, it won't be new to you. I'm sure you'll have studied, observed, heard about, and even read about the Pareto principle, you know, the 80-20 rule, where everything in the universe is imbalanced. Nothing evenly gives results from calls. So, for example, 20% of your clients are likely to produce 80% of your success. That's a fairly glib, crude statement, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So, the reason why I've suggested you need to look at what your clients cost you and what they're contributing to your business is because of that imbalance. And what you also need to look at is, do those clients meet, my top 50 clients, meet my ideal client profile? Because you should have one. What is my ideal client? Do any of them meet it? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a spreadsheet to analyse those factors in your client base, in the top 50 clients. Now, to me, creating such an analysis is not a choice. It's not an option. If you're going to run any sort of successful business, you have to know these facts. If you don't know where you are today, how on earth can you tell whether what you're going to do to your business will change for the better any of these factors? So here's the spreadsheet we're going to create. I'm going to create 9 workbooks. And each of those workbooks will take each of your clients and look at one factor regarding that client. Let me roll through those 9 factors with you. Now remember, this is a client analysis value spreadsheet. We're creating 9 separate workbooks within the spreadsheet, and each workbook examines one particular factor first, and then ranks that factor against each client. So your clients will be ranked by that single factor. So let me give you a couple of examples. I rank my clients initially by total revenue in the last 12 months. That's the first thing I look at. So your first workbook will be total revenue contributed by that client to your business in the last 12 months. The second workbook might be something like this, the recurrent revenue contributed by that client. Thirdly, what assets under management does that client have from which I earn recurrent revenue? The next factor I like to look at when I'm looking at entrepreneurs and their businesses is location. Where is the client located? How far away are they from your office? Is there some sort of geographical pattern about their working or home location that will tell you something about your efficiency and effectiveness? Next, by source. How did they come to you in the first place? How did you reach them? What was the source of their introduction to your business? Next, age. What is the client base, the top 50 clients, telling you about the age bracket of your clients? Is there some sort of pattern there, particularly linked to how good the revenue is? I found many businesses where age is directly connected to quality of revenue. The next factor is employment status. There will always be some sort of connection regarding the quality of revenue, the quality of the relationship, dependent upon that individual, that client's or that couple's employment status. Are they retired? Do they own their own business? Are they employees of somebody else? Are they executives on a medium or large corporation? Just what is their employment status? And that's going to be critical, and that will signal to you how good you are at dealing with that kind of employment status, or whether you want to add more to that. Next is marital status. Do you want your future clients to be married or divorced or single? What exactly do you want, and what is your current client base telling you about how good you are at developing business, revenue and relationships with that kind of marital status in a person's life? Finally, gender. Do you work better with male or female? Men, women? And what do you work best with? What is your client base telling you about how effective you are in business with that kind of individual? That is your client value analysis spreadsheet.